New emails from the Snyder administration about the Flint water crisis have been voluntarily released.
And the revelations have not been kind to Governor Snyder and his inner circle. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
The Snyder administration is in the process of uploading thousands of emails that are supposed to help the public understand the events leading up to the crisis and the administration's response.
And what we've seen is an administration that in many aspects didn't communicate with itself.
Governor Snyder, who's made competent management the hallmark of his administration, seems to be a manager who's out of touch. We are starting to hear the question, can and will Rick Snyder finish out his term in office?
I'm working hard to solve the problem in Flint. I don't plan on resigning.
Snyder says he's re-engaged, not going anywhere.
But he now faces a perilous political question and another, well, even more perilous political question. The first made famous during the congressional Watergate hearings. What did he know and when did he know it?
And the second, regardless of the answer to the first, why didn't he know sooner?
Governor Snyder has tried to label this as a failure at all levels of government.
And a culture problem at the department level of state government.
But we seem to be seeing a culture problem in the front office.
Mm-hmm. Why were senior administration officials so unwilling or unable to approach their boss with troubling news?
Lots of people close to the governor believed this to be a questionable decision, and none of them seemed to have Rick Snyder's ear, including his chief of staff. What does that say about a management system where a chief of staff cannot compel action?
And these are questions that will likely become part of both the congressional and legislative hearings that are supposed to happen soon on the Flint water crisis.
Clearly, the stakes are very high for the people who live in the city and will have to live with the results of the water disaster.
But this also has big implications for the future political course of Michigan.
The state Republican Party regularly sends out email blasts calling on Democrats to not, quote, politicize Flint. But those demands are, in fact, quite political in their own right, because the political stakes have become very big.
Looking toward November, 110 seats in the state House and the Republican majority in one half of the Michigan legislature, they are on the line.
The Flint water crisis has become a presidential campaign issue.
Democrats will use it to create a narrative of Republican incompetence. That is a big reason why the Dems chose Flint as the place to stage a presidential debate next Sunday evening.
Snyder, the CEO CPA turned politician, has made measurable results. The bottom line, his thing. In November, we will see measurable results. A lot of political wins and losses and all the subsequent policy implications now depend on his capacity to deal with this political deficit.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.